Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We continue our examination of the life of Elijah, which is where we've wound up going. You know, this came out of what we saw in James, that Elijah was used as an example for us as to how to pray in fervent prayer. And he was described as a man just like us. And so we've seen many of the things that he's done up to this point in time, and there's more to come. We're at the end of 1 Kings, the book, at the end of the 22nd chapter, which is the end of the book. And I want to finish this with these last few verses because it sets the context for the account that we're going to see next, which will be in the first chapter of 2 Kings, that the Lord comes again, the word of the Lord comes again to Elijah for somebody. So we saw in the last episode that Ahab died. Verse 40 says, so Ahab slept with his fathers, and Ahaziah, his son, became king in his place. Now the next verse. Now Jehoshaphat, the son of Asa, became king over Judah in the fourth year of Ahab, king of Israel. So Ahab has just died. 4 years into Ahab's reign, Jehoshaphat began the reign as king of Judah, the southern kingdom. Ahab, northern kingdom, kingdom of Israel. Jehoshaphat, southern kingdom, kingdom of Judah. So we get a little historical account here. Verse 42, Jehoshaphat was 35 years old when he became the king, and he reigned 25 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Azubah, the daughter of Shilhi. He walked, and this is Jehoshaphat, verse 43, he walked in all the way of Asa his father. He did not turn aside from doing it, doing right in the sight of the Lord. So what we're going to see today is that there's a juxtaposition between these kings. All the kings of Israel, the northern kingdom, every one of them were evil. I believe there were 19 of them. All of them were evil. In the southern kingdom, you had good kings, you had bad kings. You had some bad kings that started off good and became bad. You have a couple that started off evil and turned out all right. Okay, they repented. Jehoshaphat did everything right in the sight of the Lord. Verse 43, continuing. However, the high places were not taken away. The people still sacrificed and burnt incense on the high places. Even during his reign, when he was doing what was right in the sight of God, the people were still worshiping the wrong way. The people were still worshiping other gods. Sometimes it said they were worshiping the wrong God. Well, no, they would say that they were worshiping the Most High God because they did everything God told them to do. They did the feast. They did all this stuff. But they do what the temptation is today. They added to it. Today, the temptation is Jesus plus something else. Jesus plus membership in my church. Jesus plus attendance and doing the things that we tell you you need to do. That type of thing. In this place, they were worshiping the pagan gods, and they were doing it and burning incense on the high places. And I'm not going to get into it right now, but there's all sorts of pictures right there involved with that we do the same thing today, folks. We worship other gods upon the high places of those gods. Ask the Lord. I think He'll reveal some stuff to you there, okay? Verse 44, Jehoshaphat also made peace with the king of Israel. So that's good. He initiated, had peace with the king of Israel. Verse 45, now the rest of the acts of Jehoshaphat and his might which he showed and how he warred, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? In other words, if you want to know more about this, go to the book of Chronicles about the king of Judah and you'll see more. Verse 46, the remnant of the Sodomites who remained in the days of his father Asa, he expelled from the land. Let me see what the other translations say. The ESV says, and from the land he exterminated the remnant of the male cult prostitutes who remain in the days of his father Asa. The Lexham says the male shrine prostitutes. King James calls them Sodomites. Well, what's a Sodomite? Well, you're talking about homosexuality here. Okay, and in this case, particularly a male temple prostitute that would function in any particular kind of way. They go both ways, in other words. Okay, and he expelled them from the land. You know, sometimes we think that things that we struggle with and the questions that pop up, you know, are new. They're not. There's nothing new. And you can see the leadership of God and what he instructs us to do if we would just pay attention, right? Verse 47. Now, there was no king in Edom. A deputy was king. Jehoshaphat made ships of Tarshish to go to Ophir for gold, but they did not go, for the ships were broken as the young Eber. Now, that's sort of interesting. In other words, he was sending these ships. He had ships created, okay, had ships built, and he was sending them off to get gold, but the ships were broken. And it says it's broken. Ezion Geber literally means the backbone of a man. Sounds like there's some kind of story right there, doesn't it? Verse 49, then Ahaziah, the son of Ahab, said to Jehoshaphat, let my servants go with your servants in the ships. But Jehoshaphat was not willing. So Jehoshaphat said, no, I'm going to take this as a sign right here. We're not going to go there. Verse 50, and Jehoshaphat slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of his father David. And Jehoram, his son, became the king in his place. Ahaziah, the son of Ahab, became king over Israel. This is the same Ahaziah right here that we just saw, okay? He's the one that wanted Jehoshaphat to go with him. In other words, he wanted him to join league with him like Jehoshaphat had done with Ahab. And Jehoshaphat says, no, I'm not going to do it. Well, why? Well, listen about Ahaziah's son. Ahaziah, the son of Ahab, became king over Israel in Samaria in the 17th year of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah. And he reigned 2 years over Israel. He did evil in the sight of the Lord and walked in the way of his father, as Ahab, and in the way of his mother, Jezebel, and in the way of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who caused Israel to sin. Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, was the first king after the kingdom split. There was actually one that was actually a son of Solomon, but they killed him real quick, and his servant Jeroboam became king. And he led Israel into what I described a couple episodes ago, in that false Judaism, where he set up their own temple in the northern kingdom, where they did all this kind of stuff, seeking to replicate what God had done in Jerusalem and what God told them to do, but they went their own way. And that's what's being referred to as causing Israel to sin. So all through the examination of these kings, you'll see this phrase, that he did evil, even more so as Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. In other words, this was the foundation for the evil, and they continued it on. Verse 53, last verse of 1 Kings. So he, now this is the king of King Ahab's son, Ahaziah, who's now king. He served Baal and worshiped him and provoked the Lord God of Israel to anger according to all that his father had done. So now the son was totally sold out to Baal. Remember, his mother had all these priests, okay? The father had all these false prophets. Now when they're dead and they're gone, the son is totally sold out to Baal. He not only serves him, he worships him. And the Lord was provoked with him to anger because of all that was done. Well, the account continues in 2 Kings. We'll pick that up the next time, okay? And we'll see more about Elijah. Again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your time. I'll see you then.